This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's March 9th, 2010. And I was waking up early this morning. I was thinking about this wicked world. It's worsening. It's worsening wicked world. It's just absolutely amazing. And there is a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. It's a conspiracy. A spirit that you don't see necessarily. Satan. The dragon. The serpent. And he works behind the scenes. He works in the lives of men and women that submit to him rather than submitting to God. He's a murderer, a liar, and a thief. And he has no intentions for good for anyone or this world, but to destroy it. He is a destroyer. And it's sad because the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ has been going out into all the world. And that word of God should have acted like a light and should have acted as salt to the people that lived in the earth. But for so much of the time, people reject the word of God and choose rather their own vanities, choose to believe the spirit of this age, the prince of the power of the air, Satan, and his minions. There's a conspiracy against the Lord, against humanity, you and me. And the Lord has warned us ahead of times, and it's recorded in the scriptures. This is why we need to study the scripture. We need to have our soul anchored in Jesus Christ. Because dire days, perilous times are coming when men will be lovers of themselves, hateful, proud, despisers of those that are good, hate their parents, hate their spouse, truce breakers, covenant breakers. And you need to know the Lord. You need to know his voice. You need to be strong in him. Because there's deception coming, such as never was since the beginning of the age or ever shall be. Deception, deceiving, and being deceived. But you need to love the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. And that truth will keep you in the way. And his name is Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father but by him. Now, this is important that I say that scripture because the time will come. Well, this will not be allowed. You'll not be allowed to speak the extreme requirements that the Lord Jesus Christ has put on those that are going to follow him. He says you must lay down your life, pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. He that lays down his life shall find it, but he that preserves his life shall lose it. There's many scriptures that Jesus Christ is the door. He is the way, the truth, the life. You cannot come to the Father except by through Jesus Christ. And we're coming in a time, ladies and gentlemen, the world is calling for a one world government, a new world order. Well, they will call for a one-world religion. They'll try to mix all the religions in one. And you cannot mix the faith of Jesus Christ with religions. Because the faith of Jesus Christ is not a religion. It's the truth. And you cannot have salvation outside of Jesus Christ. There is no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved. That's in Acts chapter 4. It's an extreme standard, ladies and gentlemen. And when they're trying to mix us all into one and blend into one, they're going to call on everyone to believe lies, to accept lies. And this has been part of the agenda that's been going on with this conspiracy. Who are behind this conspiracy? Well, we have Satan, the dragon, the serpent, but he's using men and women. They're wealthy, rich. And in Revelation 6:15, in this part of the text of the Revelation, it says, "And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand?" This text shows you that the rich men have bonded together. For the most part, most rich men have gone against the Lord. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the heaven. This is what Jesus Christ has said. Men that love money pierce themselves through with many sorrows. They are drowned in destruction. It's a very serious thing. There's scriptures that say we should pray that neither to be rich nor poor. Rich, we forget God. Poor, we curse him. That's what it says in the Proverbs. Ladies and gentlemen, we are to be rich towards God and to have our treasures stored up in heaven, where neither moth nor rust nor thief come to steal and to corrupt and decay. And as we see this greatest catastrophe with the world's economy crashing and eroding, and the pirates have risen to steal from the nations across the world, they're working right now in cohort, stealing trillions of dollars, weakening the economy, causing, particularly in the United States, the people to be at the beck and call of the leaders that lead them astray. The rich men will have their day that have conspired against the Lord, hiding in caves. God is a righteous God, and I say, even so, Lord, come quickly. We need to pray for understanding. We need to pray for perception, the ability to see, distinguish, to understand with cognitive understanding. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for God to give you the wisdom and understanding of what's really going on, what's behind these political leaders that stand up and love to hear themselves speak, that lie, that pass policies for their own pocketbook, that hurt people. Isn't it odd that the United States government would sponsor high-definition television? No. Why would the government sponsor such a thing? You have to ask this. You need to study, question, discern, perceive what it is they're doing. They have a program. Television programming, they have an agenda to lead you astray from God, first of all, to undermine your faith in God and to undermine your trust in the Lord, that you'd put your trust in man, ladies and gentlemen. They want you to believe fables and myths. They desensitize you to evil. They show you people sinning but not being judged. That's a lie. For God has said everyone will reap what they sow. If you sow to the flesh, you will reap to the flesh corruption and destruction. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap life. What do you want? What do you choose? But the multitudes, from the old to the young, are led astray by the programming that's so scientific and systematic, has led people away from the Lord. Even the children don't even believe in God anymore, for the most part. Believing in sorcery, magic, hooked on pharmakeia, drugs, illicit sexual behavior outside of God's blessing. It's destruction. There is a conspiracy. And this wicked world is getting worse, as I said. When Jesus talked about the signs of the times, he went into about the deception and the wars and the rumors of wars. But these things had to take place. But he said that every nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. We're seeing great earthquakes, ladies and gentlemen. And at the end of 2004, there was a great earthquake in Indonesia, a 9.3, 9.4, where hundreds of thousands of people died. There was a great tsunami. And it was weeks later, as we went into the year 2005, where I got this message. I call it the alarm. The Lord, I heard him speak two words to me that just changed my life. And I was thinking about that earthquake in Indonesia, and the Lord said, take note. And it reverberated in me, and I realized the Lord was saying, there'll be more similar events like this. We've seen great earthquake in Haiti. We've recently seen great earthquake in Colombia. We're seeing 6.0s and 6.3s, 6.5s on almost a daily basis in various places. The land is shaking. But heaven will shake. The economies will shake. The food supply will shake. The governments will shake. Everything you put your trust in, ladies and gentlemen, will be shaken. Even your faith in God, you need to know the Lord. You need to have the shield of faith where you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. God wants you to stand strong, rooted in Jesus Christ, rooted in Him, strong in Him. These crazy men and women will make war against the Lord and His people. In 2005, I had shared a transcript. It was April 2nd, 2005. And I want to read to you part of it here. Now we're in an era where a few men, because they lust for money and they lust for power, they have illusions. And as the distress of nations comes forth, the judgments of God and the wars and the calamities, the pestilence, the great sicknesses, they will have to, because of this distress, the civil distress, the disturbances, they'll have to bring it back into order. They will bring to power martial law. I ask, do you understand that? And they will do the same thing because of the Christians that are filled with the oil of God and the understanding of God. They will oppose this because they will establish an illusion that a man of peace will ultimately come on the scene, a false Christ, and there will be a false prophet. And if you're not understanding, you'll be swept up into it. You know, they call for tolerance, but they're very intolerant, these people. They want you to believe a lie. They demand that you believe a lie. And this is what got Jesus Christ killed, because Jesus Christ was the truth, and He spoke right eye to eyeball with men that were religious, but they were lying. They put people in bondage and didn't lift their own words with a finger. They worked in cahoots with the governments, the powers that be, just like we have today. We have false religious systems. We have governments that have appointed men, called them ministers. They're not ministers of God. They're ministers of man. They're people pleasers. They're not speaking the word of God, they're speaking the word of man. And you have droves of people, we call them mega churches. It's called mind control, ladies and gentlemen. And when these days come, as Jesus Christ talked about, when we should be looking up to heaven, rejoicing because His redemption is drawing nigh, people are believing lies, myths, following men, following teachers, building a Babylonian religious system for the most part, and not recognizing the earnest, very sincere hour that we're in. They're not realizing the danger of being lukewarm with Jesus Christ, when we should be on fire with the Lord. We should be full of His truth, committed to Him. And we should be opposing lies, opposing them with the truth. They're seeking to bring you into bondage, ladies and gentlemen. Just within the last several weeks, we have the President of the United States of America, Barack Hussein Obama, stating that it was not a reasonable right to expect privacy with the cell phones. And even with the Homeland Security, they're now calling that they're concerned about citizens of the United States of America with their extreme beliefs and practices. But the day will come, ladies and gentlemen, when they'll just say your extreme beliefs are intolerable. They're going to seek to control your mind, what you think. And you have to ask, does this mean that I have to believe their lies? That I have to follow their agenda, or else I'm an opposer? That I'm a terrorist because I don't believe their lies? And that is where it's going to have the rubber meeting the road.